It starts with the rhinoceros. Its deep, beige humanity, where it slumps on the wall, its back brushing the glass chicken wire windows. It might be the shortest way between two roads, but at this hour, there is only the hideous chemical longing of spray cans, and I slip between the narrow sandwich walls and into a cloud of pixelated death, not realizing that I'm slipping into a gap in my sanity. The fumes crawl into the interlocking scales of my brain, and the scene in front of me crystallizes like speed in a beaker. Some girl in a scarf of hideous eye-cracking orange is waving spray cans in arcs. Nearby, a pile of kitchen curtains is uselessly humping the ground under the corrupt sheen of violating paint. I prepare to calm her, to emphasize that it too is a part of the fetid message beneath the writhing of electric. I've got to get past her. Everything depends on it. The green iguana smear of paint is rippling and whispering and muttering about carrots. High above me, the snakehead wedge of the sky flaps a nicotating membrane over the sun. Momentarily, the colours step back and chat quietly amongst themselves until the sky blinks again and they start howling in full colour. The hat accosts me. I smile in a citrus half-circle, a rictus of defence. He's one of them. If I don't act fast, he'll be on to us. Without any noticeable change in my expression, I slide my hand into my pocket and grope for my spare python. The blaring of orange safety cones comes ringing through the curling fog. The hiss and spray of iguana pixelates the air as the walls grip the sodden remains of my brain like a malevolent sea creature. It dawns on me that my quest through the back alleys is going to cost me more than I ever imagined. Even now, I can feel myself sliding towards the slippery edge of art. This was what the sky snake was trying to tell me, but I cannot retreat from this filthy wedge of illicit activity, and I've always had a fondness for the criminally minded, and these look like my kind of freaks. The deadly rolling of their eyes tells me they're already high on the etheric coloured fumes that are now mining my own treacherous brain pan. The legal ramifications make me shiver with apprehension. What have they been doing in this alley? Somewhere, someone is painting Art Deco curtains in musky shades of pink with the big staring eyes of a wet baby. It's too much. I'm losing my cool. My cool is gone, and I hurl my python while dodging the lurid splatter of words, possibly messages, but I don't have time for that shit. My body collapsing for want of caffeine. Caffeine from the store at the end of the alley. But this alley has no end, does it? No, it doesn't, but I seem to have found it anyway, and peering through the twisting neon canvas, I begin to suspect it could take me a while to get out of here.